This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in to hour number 6 of the 11th annual Peace-a-thon. 877-881-1053 if you want to hit us up on the Frankel Injury Attorney text line or the Twitch or the YouTube. But we would also love it if you go to 1053thefan.com/Peace-a-thon. We've got a raffle up there for an autographed Luka basketball. We've got all kinds of awesome auction items. Plus, you can donate. We would love to beef up that part today. So 1053thefan.com/Peace-a-thon. Now, let's turn our attention to our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Glad you had time to fit me in with all your guests you have.
We've had a ton, and absolutely, we brought on another special guest for this interview. We have Peyton Russell from The Morning Show, usually behind the glass, and now he's even more so behind the mic. So
he's emerged.
Yeah, he might fire off a plethora of That'll questions as well. Okay. I don't know.
I want to pull back the curtain. When you threw out the question about left-handed pitchers,
yes,
did you know what the answer was coming?
I did not.
That was amazing.
That is an excellent way to describe it. Amazing. Right? I would agree with that.
That whole deal was amazing, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely, I would agree with that.
That was fun, yeah.
Now, I know I'm going back about a week or so ago, but I was thinking about the Cowboys' last game, and I know one of the things that Belichick said on the Manning cast was, hey, go tackle him. You wear pads for a reason. Go tackle him. I realize with the injuries and everything, it's been tough, but have you seen any progression in the Cowboys' tackling in maybe these last couple of games?
Well, I noticed in this last game, when they've had an opportunity to be more physical, they have been. I saw some of those sideline collisions where there was a bunch of guys there trying to make a tackle and somebody comes swooping in and knocks the daylights out of someone. Now, I'm not promoting what happened on that final kickoff.
Yeah.
But that was another indication of how physical they've been trying to. Now, it would have been nice if somebody could have got within arm's length of, was it McLaurin on the last touchdown?
I think so. McLaurin.
Yeah. He's just running in space. No one even really had a chance to. He's so fast, and they didn't have a chance to get a hand on him. But other than that, yeah, I did notice it being more physical. Like, this is intentional now. And that's a good thing, because that's certainly what had been missing.
Speaking of the physical nature of the sport itself, I still remember, Mickey, whenever I was working at the website with you as an intern, and I remember walking by Dat Nguyen and seeing his knee swollen up the size of a basketball. And you were like, so are you going to play? And he was like, yeah, I'll be out there. And he did get out there. How many people, how surprised would people be about how beat up maybe CeeDee Lamb actually is right
now? Yeah, and I think he is. And I think that's why I thought his performance on Sunday was remarkable, that, you know, he was working through some things, but if you saw him just, you know, being physical, trying to get first downs and doing everything he could to break tackles. And, you know, I know it was, you know, not for a lot of yards, but those 10 catches I thought was pretty remarkable.
Is that I'm sorry, Mickey, just real quick, because I think this speaks to your point. I think it's all the more impressive that so many of those 10 catches were shorter or in traffic, because it felt like he had to do so much more work to get to those statistical numbers.
You took the words right out of my mouth, because someone asked Mike, maybe it was yesterday, it was like if he was worried that CD's average per catch is down from last year. So last year he averaged 13 yards a catch. This year it's at 10.9.
Yeah.
And I'm going, hey, he leads the league with 77 receptions.
Correct.
Do you know that? And for a team that's got the 20th ranked offense and has had trouble scoring touchdowns, and he still leads the league in receptions where he finished last year. Now, I realize he's off his pace of 135, but still 77. I think I figured out that would get him to about, you know, 1,100 catches if he stays on that pace the rest of the season.
Do you want to say that again? You said 1,100 to 1,200 catches.
I mean, I'm sorry, 100.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would be great.
I believe I got
a career record there, yeah. Right?
Cooper Rush is here to stay. His connection with CeeDee Lamb's unlike anything we've ever seen. Now, on the Giants front, and this is always the tricky thing about, you know, we've talked about numbers can bend in a whole lot of different ways. On the one hand, it looks like the Giants have a fearsome front because they're fourth in the league in sacks. However, as of late, they have really struggled to get pressures and sacks on the quarterback. What do you make of their defensive front?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that I've seen enough of their games to, you know, be an expert on what they're doing up front. But you thought, you know, going into the season, that was going to be their strength, right? Their defensive front.
Yeah.
And they've got to go up against, you know, we'll see. You know, I would imagine Zach Martin's not going to make it back for this game. So you're going to have at least one backup. Your other guard, Tyler Smith, probably trying to go back to what you brought up, trying to play through something to be able to be out there. And then they don't have Awesome Richards as a swing tackle. I would imagine Chuma is going to be able to do that. So, it's still a young offensive line when you consider, you know, three of the five spots. So, the Cowboys have to – I mean, you saw what it meant to Cooper Rush giving him that protection in this last game. I think he got sacked once, and the one was at the end when they were trying to run out the clock.
Yeah.
So look how, you know, he put up a career high 117.6 quarterback rating. And I believe it was his second most passing yards other than the one game he played in 2021 when he threw for 300 that loss, the previous game, right? When he had to throw the ball 55 times. So he had probably his most efficient game, but he had some protection. He wasn't under duress the whole time, and it makes a difference on how a backup quarterback plays, which brings up the point, you know, if the Giants are going to play their backup quarterbacks, you can't let them get comfortable in the pocket. You got to go after them. You got to get them, especially if it's DeVito with his lack of experience. And you remember last year, what did they beat him, 49-17?
Yeah, pretty bad.
And sacked him five times. And that's what you need to do. Now, it might be a different story if they put the better quarterback in, Drew Lock, right?
It could be. I know DeVito's like, I'm going to play no matter what. We'll see about
that. Yeah, we'll see. Well, you don't want Locke in there. You don't want to have to face a Missouri quarterback, okay?
Oh, well, you know.
I had to work hard to get that in, didn't I?
I was going
to
say, he hasn't been that great either, but I hear what you're saying.
At least he was proficient in college, right?
Fair.
Let's at least go there.
Fair
he never
point.
Really got much of a chance in Seattle, so, or Denver, by the way. But anyway, yeah. You know, that's what the Cowboys need to do. They need to get after him and not let him feel comfortable throwing the ball. Now, he's going to try and run a bunch, but again, that didn't work out so well last week, or I guess Sunday.
Mickey, would it actually be a disadvantage for the Cowboys if Drew Lock did start this game? Is he the better quarterback than Tommy DeVito?
I think so. I mean, he's the backup, right? And they decided to go with the third guy. Go figure. Now, maybe they think that, you know, if we can't protect the quarterback, let's put in a guy that can at least run around, right? Maybe escape some of the pressure, because Locke's not exactly the most mobile guy. But, yeah, I think that's an advantage if they start a sore, beat-up DeVito.
How excited are you to see Lainey Wilson perform the halftime show?
Oh,
you know what? I actually am, and I'm not a big country music fan. But I've seen enough of her, and I mean, she's all over the place now,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yes.
Whatever TV show or talk show you turn on, she's on it. But I think she's pretty fun to watch and entertain. And at least this time, you know, there's sometimes I'm not really sure who they got out there at halftime. But this time I think they've hit a home run, and I'll probably sit there and watch it myself.
See, Kevin? And you said he wouldn't be. You're like, I doubt it.
I mean, I want to know more about the
people. You just think I'm one-dimensional, don't you?
I actually just wanted to know more about the people. You're like, who the crap in hell is this person?
It's happened before.
Well, I've done that before. I can't. I wish I could tell you who it was. I'd have to have a list. But this one I'm pretty excited to see, yeah.
All absolutely. Right, now, the Cowboys are 0-5 at home for the first time since 1989. If they lose to...
I saw all those, by the way.
Yeah, and so you get it. But
they only won one game on the road, too.
That is true. If you lose to the worst team in football or one of the worst three teams in football, should I give up hope on a
turnaround
for a home victory this year?
Home victory.
Yeah, even a home victory.
Nah, you still got some teams with losing records coming in here.
Okay, that's right? The spirit.
As long as they keep playing, right? And they have. And you know, they should get...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Credit for that. You know, it's I was trying to remember who said it. I think it was Tyler Smith. He said when they were asking him about continuing to play despite the record, and he goes, I'm playing for the players. I'm playing for the guy next to me, and that means a lot to me. And so if that kind of permeates the locker room, then they've got a chance as long as winning is important. And I think it is to players. Maybe not so much to the fans watching, if some have already given up. But it means a lot to them, and I'll guarantee you it means a lot to the coaches, too, because you never know when you're looking for a job. You know, I keep saying this. Players, coaches, and somebody puts on tape and they see some guy loafing out there because they're playing for a team with a losing record and they're a free agent, and the guy's going, yeah, no, I don't know if I want that kind on my team. So you know once you go out there and play now, you're not going to back down and you're not going to embarrass yourself. You're still a competitor, a reason why you got this far, and you're not going to just go out there and loaf. And if you do, I'd send that guy right out the door.
You got a prediction for us?
If you force me to,
which I am,
yeah, we're absolutely.
Which you will, how about Cowboys 27-10?
Okay. I like it.
Does that sound reasonable?
That does sound reasonable.
I have no idea what the line is. I didn't even look this
week.
It's
only like 4-ish?
4?
Yeah. 3.5?
Okay.
Ooh, Mickey thinks it should be a lot.
Yeah,
more
well,
that.
I'm thinking they didn't watch. They're probably factoring in that they're probably not going to get 2 kickoff returns for touchdowns. Right?
That's
yeah,
possibly for
that's,
sure. Yeah.
You make a fair point right there. All right. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again after the holidays. Happy Thanksgiving.
Continue with your good work today.
Thank you very much. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll get Peyton more involved. I know he's excited. And do my buddy's an idiot? Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion?
Peyton does.
Or do his bosses on the morning show hold him down? Let us know. We'll do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where we have some interesting breaking football news. Corey, you've referenced this the last couple of days, and in fact, Tommy DeVito, about it. He's not playing in the game.
Hey!
Because you got to remember to turn that mic on.
I'm not playing over here.
He has not traveled with the team, so he will not be playing. Drew Locke will then, I assume, be the starter with the recently signed Tim Boyle. That's right. Tim Boyle serving as their backup, since obviously they got rid of Daniel Jones and he signed with the Vikings.
Wow. That's interesting.
That's a lot.
Yeah, because that means, I mean, that's another chaos moment for Dable and his offensive team to kind of, you know, put all this together and try and figure out how to get locked in with his team to get this game on.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Are you proud of yourself for that?
A little bit. Just a little proud.
I think you probably should be. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
How do they unlock him?
All right.
You know what? I should have stopped at the first one.
Yeah, you probably should have. All right, let's do some My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, or do they try to hold you down in the morning show? We have got Peyton Russell with us. Peyton, is there anybody that you need to say is an idiot before we really dive into this?
Well, I would like to go after Alec Medford, but then I have to turn my attention to you, Kevin Hagelin, because you make the run sheet, and I was very disappointed when I saw it 6:40 this morning. Mm. You decided to run a AM on the FM.
Is that when the payload normally is?
Usually it's Thursdays, but Thanksgiving.
That's a coincidence,
yeah,
I'm sure.
So I don't know if that was on purpose or you just had to, you had 20 minutes to just fill in there. Something needed to put Alec on the spot, but
it was definitely on purpose. I don't want to lie to you about that.
Yeah, that hurt my feelings.
It was definitely on purpose.
Good.
I'm
Peyton, I just want to say, because, we do take a lot of credit for where you are at this point.
You do.
All the advice I gave to you when I was very, very drunk at Mudbug Bash 1 year.
Neat.
Who
knew?
I was very drunk. That being said, your rivalry with Alec is one of my favorite things at this station. So it's been a lot of fun to watch y'all go back and forth, even on Twitter too.
I really did think that I was going to come in here and the first thing I was going to hear was like the top of the hour intro and then just AM on the FM intro the entire time. I was thinking it was going to be an hour long. I was preparing myself for that.
What?
Alec said no.
Oh man,
that was close. That was close. Look, we're almost half an hour into this. I'm only here till noon. We're going to survive, but man, I was having nightmares last night of just hearing that intro over and over and over again.
Just so you know, greatness strikes at noon.
Does it?
Because Zach Wolchuk's coming up.
Oh.
And somebody else.
Oh. Sam Sean Tolleson.
Oh, wait a minute. He starts before that.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's get it together here, people.
What is going on?
From the from the 806, am I an idiot? I'm honestly more worried now. Locke isn't good, but we've seen him have good moments. Look, he's better than Tommy DeVito. I'll admit it. What's the deal? What's happening?
I think we were supposed to have Tolleson right now.
Asked you that.
I was asleep on the couch.
You was asleep on the job. Actually, somebody on the Twitch said this won't look good on your annual performance review because they could see Derek sleeping on the couch behind me.
Yeah,
I'm still unemployed.
You know, I'm going to continue on with some My Buddy's an Idiot. My Buddy's an Idiot if they haven't bid on the Cristiano Ronaldo autographed jersey that Derek Holland provided for us today.
I swear the timing on this is uncanny. From the 314, My Buddy's an Idiot. He thinks Messi is better than Ronaldo.
Well,
I'm pretty sure our Messi jersey would be selling for more.
Okay.
So if you really think that Cristiano Ronaldo is better.
Whoever gets the higher bid.
It's reverse psychology.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you really think Cristiano Ronaldo is better, and it's framed up, and it is spectacular looking.
Yeah, it is nice. And My Buddy's also an idiot if they don't spend $10 to enter the raffle for the autographed Luka Doncic basketball. $10 gets you one ticket.
I like it.
$25 gets you three. $80 gets you 10 tickets. And that's like that's something super simple right there. You just go put your money in right there, and then the drawing will be this evening.
So $100 would get me like 11 tickets probably, right?
I think it stops at 80.
Oh, does it stop at?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think we've got any other deals.
Hold on, if you get 10 tickets for $80... then you'll get more than 11 for 100. You'd obviously get 12.
I didn't know if that one extra ticket was like, you know, like courtside, you know, or something like that.
Man, that would be
one more ticket.
Speaking of courtside, we do have a Mavs experience with Chris Arnold. Now, the tickets aren't necessarily courtside, but you do get a pair of tickets to a Mavericks game. You get to hang out with CA before the game.
CA takes care of you.
Yes, he definitely does. We have a similar type of package for Jared Sandler if you want to pop up to the broadcast booth with Eric Nadell. Same thing with Chuck Morgan. You get to sit in the booth with Chuck Morgan for an inning, and he's providing four tickets to the game. So
Chuck's great, man.
Chuck Morgan cares the most.
You remember that time that Derek was like, hey, can you just one more time? And you throw that out there, and he did it. That was on opening day.
And you know what's cool about it? I use it every time that I stream. When I play MLB The Show, I open up every game with that.
Nice.
Really?
That is cool.
For the most part, yeah.
So are you calling or texting Tolleson now to see if he wants to come on?
I just told him the next segment.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. We're going to talk about this. I can kind of see why he doesn't like you just a little bit. I said just a little bit.
Wow.
All right?
You messed up.
Now, guys, the answer is yes.
Oh.
But is Conor McGregor an idiot?
Yes.
He was found guilty in his civil suit. The Hitman series has cut ties with him following the sexual assault verdict. And other places have dropped him. And he's like, oh, this is nonsense. I'm going to appeal and we're going to win. Okay, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the video we saw of you punching an old man and all the other accusations, at least some of them could be true.
Yeah.
One court said at least one of them is true. And I saw you punch that old man in the face at the
shouldn't
bar.
Shouldn't be punching old men, dude.
You probably shouldn't be punching anybody, right?
Hip. Yeah, you're a professional puncher.
You can break their hip.
Yeah. Oh, don't break. You're saying do break their hip or?
Yeah.
Okay. No, we don't want to break old men's
hips. You'd rather break a hip than a face, right?
Yeah. Well, but we don't want to.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What an intriguing question.
You want your hip gone or your face gone?
You got to need your face.
For the record,
I need a hip too.
This is probably the only thing Conor McGregor can beat up anymore because he's washed.
Wow.
He's done been washed. He can't
win
a boxing match. He definitely can't win an MMA fight.
Is he done fighting?
Boxing's a little rigged.
What's that? He's supposedly going to be fighting Michael Chandler again next year. I've heard about this fight for like 3 years. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. He's like, oh, I stubbed my toe. I can't fight in the last one. So I'll believe it when I actually see it. Guys, is the Tennessee Titans offensive line idiots because Will Levis got sacked 7 times in the first half on Sunday? He was just the 5th quarterback to ever go through that. However, he still threw for 278 yards, 2 touchdowns, and Tennessee won.
That is impressive.
Are you surprised he wouldn't just like F you guys?
Yes.
Send somebody else out there in the second
half. Well, Will Levis deserves to be sacked 7 times.
Is it because of the mayonnaise thing?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And I saw him whenever he threw a pick six, he just put his head down and just started running straight for the guy that he threw the interception to. And I thought that was very weird of him.
He knew.
It is kind of weird.
He immediately knew.
You have to sell it like, I threw the pick. I better go after him. Act like I really care.
He's a tryhard.
Okay.
Tryhard and not very good.
Okay. Got it. Mm. Now, Derek, is there anybody you need to call to task, or is there anyone else, Corey, you want to call to task for potentially being an idiot?
I think if you have not bid on the Cowboys suite, which has 26 tickets for the Cowboys preseason game with the KNC Masterpiece, if you want us to show up, it's at near the 50-yard line at the star level, 6 parking passes, catering, food, beer, wine, drinks, so much more. Plus, you get the icy white Dallas Cowboys helmet with CeeDee Lamb and DeMarvion Overshown's autographs on it. If you haven't bid on that, that's a steal of a deal right
now.
And the last person that won this last year, they said, hey, you know, I really appreciate you guys saying y'all wanted to come. But he was talking to the show. He said, is it okay if y'all don't? Because all my friends have decided they want to show up for this thing.
It was great, too, because he said, everybody said yes to this. Usually they'll be like, oh, I'm busy, I can't make it or whatever. But you're like, hey, do you want to go to a Cowboys game in a suite near midfield with free booze? Apparently, that was a very popular item.
Yeah, so if you haven't done that yet. Also, I might be an idiot because this morning I did pour cranberry sauce down my pants.
Is it still there?
Yeah, but wouldn't be an idiot. You did it for a good cause.
Thank you.
You did it for charity. What's our next charity thing we need to
hit? If we get to $5,000.
In donations.
We will, in donations. That is on the donation page at 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. We will do the mousetrap maze, ladies and gentlemen. We will have
the mousetraps laid out.
Actually, these are the littler ones, but the big ones can be on their way. The mousetrap maze will be laid out in the hallway here, and we will have to run through it blindfolded. But we can't do that until we hit the $5,000 marker today.
Okay.
So that's what we got to do, Kevin.
I just donated $5,000. So there you go, Corey.
There's no way you make $5,000.
I need the Christmas bonus to hit or something.
Okay. All right.
Peyton right there.
You must be part of the Sean salary.
Living in Rockwall.
Not even 1/20th of Sean's salary.
That's not accurate.
I just made that number up.
I kind of want to think about the math on that.
Do not quote that at all.
Oh, well, it's there. It's already out.
It is. You're done. We're going to have to show Sean.
This one is for the font lovers out there.
The what?
Font.
Oh. Would you call me?
The other day, the Clippers beat the 76ers 125-99. And you know how you put final on there? Well, depending on the font that you pick, the F and the I might really push close together and kind of look like an A. So instead of final, it looked like it said what?
I'm trying to figure this out.
Okay, here. Corey, how do you spell final?
Let's do F-I-N-A-L.
Okay, what if the F and the I look like an A?
Can I say that on air?
You probably shouldn't. No.
Sometimes Kevin gets anal about things.
No.
That's the correct usage of that. And that's what it said.
I was not thinking that.
That's what they said on their social media tweet. They were like, Clippers 125, Philadelphia 99, anal. Like, that's what it said instead of final.
So we can't say it.
I guess so.
In context of the story... I think that should be fine. We probably shouldn't say it anymore, just in case. But that's what they put out on their tweet because of the font that they chose.
How much attention have they gotten from that, by the way?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
I could see an endorsement or two there.
Yeah.
Well, I think they put out the tweet because they didn't want to feel like they were behind, you know, or I don't know. They didn't want to make an ass out of themselves.
Yeah, they didn't.
They kind of did.
They wanted to be out front, not in the rear.
Yes, that is true.
On the bottom, so.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know if you think this counts as an idiot move or not. Did you see the Raiders fan who was pumped up watching a game for some reason because they lost the Broncos 29-12? He starts banging on the glass like in the third level and he breaks it. But it's kind of like the anti-shatter glass where you can see it's shattered, but it doesn't like go everywhere.
Oh, just spidered.
And so instead of like running off, he has another friend come down and he poses for a selfie in front of it. He got kicked out of the game.
Oh, man.
That's cheap glass, though. There's no way that broke the glass.
Yeah.
Just in Vegas, see, though, in that stadium, like if it was an older stadium, like if it was, you know, Northwest Stadium, you know, the Commander Stadium, then I can see it, but that's just cheap glass right there.
Yeah. Okay, so the fault lies then with the Raiders for their...
I think so.
Low class interior glass.
Yeah, like now I agree. He shouldn't have been, you know, acting like a little kid, jumping up and down, banging on the glass, you know, especially when you're in the 300 section. You know, you don't need to be doing that. You sit in your seat in the 300 section.
True. Interesting, man. I didn't know you were had such a class system.
I've said the 300s enough in my life. You know, no more 300s.
Wow. Yeah. And then is Jason Kidd an idiot for saying this about the NBA Cup? The tournament is exciting. The cup, the players are talking about it. The fans are talking about it. Every point means something. Everyone is trying to get Vegas.
Now, I think it's a joke.
The players are talking about it so much that Trae Young just skipped the NBA Cup game and got fined $100,000.
He just skipped it?
Yeah. Lord.
He was just like not even going to be.
Well, he wasn't really injured, so they were doing load management for that, and they're like, hey, that goes against the idea of what we're trying to do here, and so he got fined $100,000.
That's a steep
fine. Or the Hawks did. The Hawks got fined $100,000. Oh, okay.
Even still, that's a lot for the club. But they're trying to push this. Like, they want that to be a meaningful thing.
They are.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
If the courts look dumb. If they incorporated a baseball cup in the middle of the season.
Yeah, it's called the World Baseball Classic. And they do it before the season starts.
They do that right. But in soccer, they do things like this throughout the season.
That's the World Cup.
Well, but they also have the
it's not gonna you're other, not gonna win this.
Another match.
Maybe we're gonna start trying to do this in the NFL then. How's that sound?
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Yeah, it'd be dumb.
No, wouldn't.
What, when are the next time you think the Cowboys are gonna get a Super Bowl trophy? All right, so at least we get some trophy.
Would we celebrate that banner if the Cowboys won the Cup?
I think I would.
Yeah,
we really
have a parade.
Do we do a parade if the Mavs win it or the? If they
I think we should, but throw it should everybody just be around our office building.
Yeah, throw all the players in the back of some Ford pickup trucks and have them drive around the stadium.
I think they're already doing it out there. Look.
They're getting lined up.
They're getting ready.
By the way, if you make your way out to My Possibilities off of Maple Shade in Plano, we've got the Pizza ISD van out there right now. 50% of the proceeds, I believe, does go directly to My Possibilities, and you get some delicious pizza along the way. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. One of two things is going to happen next. It could be Gridiron Gravy, or it could be the revisit of our super awkward meeting between Derek Holland and Sean Tolleson. Is he coming up?
He is.
Sean is going to be with us live next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're doing Peace-a-thon today. It's 105.3thefan.com/Peace-a-thon. If you could help us spread the word, if you want to donate, if you have any of the auctions that you want to bid on or know anybody that does and help us spread the word. But right now, we're going to revisit something that turned out to be way more awkward than any of us could have possibly imagined. We are going to bring in former Texas Rangers pitcher Sean Tolleson from Mighty Allen. Sean, how the heck are you today?
I am awesome. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good.
Anytime we get to talk to you, Sean,
exactly.
I am a happy man.
Beautiful.
But what I want to know is, do you think the addition of Derek Holland to our show today is going to bring this interview to a grinding halt?
Yes.
Man, I'm so happy to talk to you. I do want to say one thing real quick before we get into the extreme awkwardness like we always do. I heard you opened up a baseball facility. Is that correct?
I did. Yeah, it's not officially open yet, but we're getting very close.
Oh, I hope I didn't ruin that by announcing
you're good.
It. Okay, good.
You're good. That's the opposite of ruining it.
No, I know. I just wanted to make sure. With that being said, though, on December 14th this year, Believe Baseball is going to be hosting a 2025 showcase at Rough Rider Stadium in Frisco. Details are coming out soon. Hopefully we can get you out there as well to help out and get your kids out there, that get them involved too, so we can showcase all these high school kids and help them to get to where, you know, where we got to be. Help them get to the college level, the elite level, help them out as much as we possibly can. But I wanted to make sure that I could include you into it because I know you're very passionate about what you do off the field and helping people. So wanted to throw that out there so you can put your name in there with us and help out and get more kids to come and attend.
That's awesome. I'll be there. That's very cool.
Look Thanks, at man. That. That is freaking phenomenal right there. Now, Sean, we had Cole Hamels on earlier, and we got kind of like caught up in an analytics discussion. And one of the pivot points was, you know, analytics have taken over so much of baseball, but it appears as though a lot of the players and the pitchers don't care for the way the analytics are used. I'm just curious your thoughts about analytics when it comes to pitchers specifically, and then why it's become so prevalent in the game today.
Man, I'm learning them right now. So timing of this conversation is pretty good. So like opening up a baseball facility, like first question you get asked is like, well, what kind of technology are you going to have in there? And you know, even at a young age, we've got like, I've had like 12 and 13 year olds come in and, you know, talking about terms that I've never heard of. And so I'm sitting there on my phone, Googling it as they're talking to me. And so I'm kind of in a process of learning, and luckily I've got other coaches that are in there that understand it and are helping me understand it. But you know, I get the stance. I think like on the tail end of my career, you know, these kind of things started being discussed, and I kind of took the stance of I'm just going to keep pitching how I know how to pitch. I do like two things really well, and so I'm going to do those two things really well, and I'm going to keep doing that. And I think probably for the majority of pitchers, like there's not a pitcher that can just do everything, right? So most pitchers have like two superpowers. Some of them have one, and like the really, really good ones might have three. So the chances that they're going to veer off of those things that they do really well are not good, but I can see from the pitching side, I can see how these analytics, kind of help to highlight and maybe identify what a pitcher's superpower is where they may not have understood it before.
Was your superpower at least partially your dry wit?
Definitely. Yeah. That was my number one superpower on the mound.
I thought so.
I was going to say, was it also, you know, do you need some water to clear your throat there?
Oh my gosh, Derek.
I don't know. I'm trying to help him.
I don't have anything. I'm sitting right now in my truck, outside of the card shop. I took my kids up to the card shop, and I just came out to the truck to talk to you guys. And so they're in there.
Which card shop?
I'm a bit parched.
I noticed.
Which card shop?
Yeah.
The one in Allen.
I think they make more than one.
I mean, but is it the one that says?
It says
buying trading cards.
It says buying sports cards.
Yes.
On the outside of the building. It's Dallas Card Show.
Okay, so the Dallas Card Show people donated a whole lot of jerseys to us, including a Ricky Williams autographed Texas jersey that says smoke weed every day.
Okay.
So
yeah,
they have been very generous to us, and those are great people right there. So you're at the right spot.
Good to know. It's definitely not my first time here.
Okay, good. There's excellent people there. Now, I want to know what you think about the fact that you were like buddy-buddy with Derek a minute ago, and you're like, hey, I'm going to be at your event, and then he asks you about your voice on air. Does it feel like he's trying to sabotage your potential relationship?
No.
Okay.
That's good.
That's
a good answer.
Thank you.
I didn't feel like I was. I was trying to help you.
That's good.
I want you to be able to perform.
There's one thing that maybe you guys don't completely understand is that, you know, the way that I sort of classify my level of friendship with somebody is their ability to make fun of me.
Ooh.
So
okay.
If they feel comfortable making fun of me and I feel comfortable making fun of them, then there's a high level of trust there. Because I don't make fun of people that I don't know very well, because that's called mean. That's called being mean.
Yes.
But if you trust them and you trust that, you know, like it's going to help solidify the friendship, then you go for it.
And I've never thought of Sean as mean.
By any means.
He's not mean
now.
Not one mean bone.
Take that
body
to the bank. He's not. He's always been great. Yep.
Yes. There you go.
Hey, I thought you were going to say thank you or something. I don't know. We kind of missed it there.
I've always wondered this because there are a lot of kids out of high school today, and they're listening to the show. When you were in high school, were you dominant as a pitcher? Because you made it to the bigs, you had that opportunity. Did you know you were better in high school, and when did that kind of come along for you?
Don't answer yet, because I'm also curious. Didn't you play other positions as well? Like I look at, you know, when I played in high school too, I was an outfielder. So I'm curious what positions you played.
Great questions. I did play other positions. I played mostly third base and pitcher. Actually, I think I pretty much in high school, I only played third base or pitcher and some outfield every once in a while.
I
used to be faster. I'm working on that. I would say from a pretty early age, I knew that I was pretty good at it. I think probably at my freshman year, I thought for the first time, hey, I might do this after high school. That was probably the moment where I kind of felt like that. I went into my freshman year in Allen, like the freshman school is not in the high school. So we have our own like school that's, I don't know, maybe like a half a mile or quarter mile away.
Yeah, the freshman center. I've definitely been there before.
But we have our own team and our own field at a different school. So anyway, I remember I pitched in our very first freshman game, and I pitched 3 innings and struck out 9. And that was the last game I pitched on the freshman team. So then I came up and pitched on varsity the rest of the time. But I think my sophomore and junior years were particularly standout-ish. Like they were very dominant. I didn't pitch my senior year of high school. I had Tommy John. I blew out our first game that season.
Dang.
Sorry.
I mean, he turned out
there
okay,
were some really
Corey.
Good things that
he
happened.
He made
yeah,
it
thanks.
To Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's just I'm always kind of curious because
were you guys feeling bad for me?
No, not at all.
Corey was. He looked really sad for you.
Yeah, like because Mike.
Appreciate that.
Mike was Texas' greatest baseball player ever is what Mike likes to say a lot of times. And I just always am kind of curious at that level. If when you guys know, like Derek, did you know I'm gonna be pitching in the major leagues?
No, I didn't think I was gonna be. I believed in myself, but yeah. I was an outfielder. I looked at it that way. I was a center fielder, switch hitter. Like I was, you know, I felt like I was on top of the world there. Everybody pitched. I was here and there. And then once I got to college and couldn't hit, we focused on the mound. And then that became it.
There you go.
That's why it's funny to see, like, for instance, Tolleson's story. Like, I mean, he played third and he played pitcher, like he said. And it's like once he started pitching, that's when the wheels took off. Stayed on, sorry, but he took off. You know what I meant.
Yeah, that's awesome. What do the Rangers do to get back in the World Series this year?
Oh, wow.
That's what we're trying to do this year, Sean.
What do they do to get back in the World Series?
Heck yeah.
Is this a question you want me to answer?
Yes.
No, we just felt like asking you that. Just
how do they get back to the World Series? I know winning enough games is important.
Yeah, that's a good start. Man, dude, I am 100%. I'm just a fan. Like, I really am just a fan. I've got season tickets now.
Nice.
So, like, the way I watch the games is a little different than I probably used to watch them. I mean, stay healthy would be probably a good thing that they could do this year that would be different from last year. I don't even know how to answer that. I think there's a lot of things that they need to do better than they did last year.
Score all the runs.
Do you think Corey's question was kind of dumb, just a little bit?
I mean, it's not a dumb question. If I was probably more politically correct, I could come up with a good, like, very articulate response about staying healthy and you know, scoring more runs.
There you go.
And pitching, and it would probably make it sound a little bit better than it actually is, but.
So could we say spend some damn money, bring back Jordan Montgomery because the Diamondbacks are trying to get rid of him at any cost, and at least we'll be moving in the right direction?
I don't know that spending money has anything to do with it.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Just win, baby.
Derek, your thoughts about that?
I just get it done. I mean, we've spent money.
That's true.
We spend money, and it's not that we spend money on bad players. We spend money on great players, and they're still great players. We just need to put it all together, and sometimes that's out of it's out of the front office's hands in a way to be able to predict exactly what's going to happen. So there is some luck involved.
Well, thank you very much for jumping on with us. We really appreciate it. And tell everyone at the Dallas Card Show Card Shop in Allen that we love them and thank you again for all of their donated stuff.
I'll tell them. You know, it'd be great is if they were actually listening to this inside.
Oh,
man, that would be cool. In your system right now.
Fingers crossed. You okay. Should test
them. I'm about to walk in.
Okay. And they're all like, Sean, that would be really cool. Thank you very much, good sir.
They don't know me here. There's not many cards of me.
Okay. There you go, Sean Tolleson, right here on 105.3 The Fan from Allen High School. Made it to the Texas Rangers. Definitely disputes Derek Holland's idea of just spending more money.
Yeah, Derek likes to spend.
What do you think about that, Derek?
I mean, I like what he said. He is right. But at the same time, we still got to get pitching. There's never enough pitching.
Peyton, thank you very much for jumping on. Is there anything else you want to throw out? Sorry, I know we crammed in some interviews in there, too.
No, it was fantastic, guys. Thank you so much for allowing me on. Look, I mean, I know I like to joke about Alec and with y'all and everything, but what you guys have been doing is incredible. I'm so thankful for y'all. Now, yes, you know, I do have to say I get the day off because of y'all, so thank you for doing this long thing. But
that's true.
Go out and donate. Go out, you know, bid on these items. An amazing thing that you guys are doing. I love you guys all. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Great questions to Sean there, buddy. That was great.
Yeah, I had fantastic.
Great Mickey question, too. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
It's more than I get to ask.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's a great point. All right. Thank you very much, Peyton. Coming up next, we will bring in Zach Wolchuk as we begin hour number 7 of Peace-a-thon. Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.